So you'd think that after the glut of special shows and the children being on last week's show, you'd think that would be the end of it. We're back to normal, right? No. Because this is, to the day, our sixth anniversary of the Bugcast.
Ooh.
This is episode 304.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Rather nice start was Long Distance Out by Union Hills.
That was awesome.
From Ulm in Germany. You can find out more by checking out their Facebook, which is facebook.com/bangboomhills.
Oh, yes.
What they've said on their Facebook is, We're old, we're done, but still alive, at least for one more.
Fair enough.
There is Daniel on vocals, Andreas and Samuel on guitar, Valentin on bass, Martin on drums, and Christoph on poetry.
Okay.
So I'm guessing that's our equivalent of songwriter.
Potentially, yes. Awesome. So, yeah, brilliant start to the show. Well done. So, yes, this is the podcast episode 304 from wherever and however you are listening. You are very welcome. On this week's show, we have our usual fantastic mix of Creative Commons music, and we have a number of things to talk about during the course of this week's show. I had cause to listen back to last week's show during the course of the past week, and I have to tell you, sweetheart, telling you particularly, it was painful.
Oh, well, the kids?
Yes. Even if I sped it up to play it at 1.5 speed, which I often do with talk podcasts, it was still quite laborious. But still, it was fun. I know the kids enjoyed it as well. So, anyway, enough waffle. Let's have some music. This is Cognitive with Whiskey Lullaby.
No, I'm doing fine on my way. By the way, heard you've been asking, so am I. The only way to find my love is simple remedy.
Tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake, and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
What I do, what I do, da da do, da da do. What I do,
Prolita with It Don't Mean a Thing.
That was absolutely awesome.
From Toulouse in France, we've obviously played Prolita before, these
yes.
wonderful April showers.
Mm.
And you don't get that, you can't get it.
Gotta get that.
You gotta get that or something. That was from his EP Feeding the Lions.
Which actually came out this year, I believe.
Mm, and that is prolita.bandcamp.com. And that's actually quite apt for one of my talking points, which I'll come to in.
Sorry. And before that, you heard Whiskey Lullaby by Cognitive, featuring Jeanette Robertson, I apologise. Cognitive is a French producer, mainly trip-hop, abstract hip-hop, and all sorts of hop beats. And Jeanette Robertson is a singer from Fort Augustus, up in the Scottish Highlands. If you want to find out more about either of those, you can go to cognitive.bandcamp.com, and that's spelled K-O-G-N-I-T-I-F. Or you can find out a little bit more information about Jeanette Robertson at her Facebook page, which is facebook.com/brorobotron. Yes, links will be in the show notes, as always, at thebugcast.org.
Okay. And the reason I said about the, what was it called? Feeding the Lions. We live about 7-8 miles from somewhere called the Yorkshire Wildlife Park.
Yeah.
I went there last year or the year before, my mum and dad and the kids. And one of the things they've got is a quite a large enclosure for lions. And they'd brought many of these lions from a zoo in Romania, where they had been amazingly badly treated. So what they did was they paid for them to be fed and kept well in Romania until they could arrange the transport. They did a huge bit of work and they got them over here. One of them, which is a 16-year-old lion, unfortunately, three or four of the lionesses decided to attack him and he didn't make it. But it's quite... It is very sad what's happened, but in a way it proves that the pride, it was an established pride, because they're saying this is what would happen in the wild. The only difference being that lion would have sensed that he was past his due and may have been attacked, so he would have just probably wandered off somewhere and gone off on his own, which obviously you're limited, aren't you, when you're in an enclosure.
Yeah.
But it's just quite sad because it was a lovely visit that I went to and there were some beautiful, beautiful animals there. But I just thought it kind of led in from feeding the lions, which was quite...
Quite rightly so. I mean, it is a very sad situation, but I know we had a conversation with a friend earlier in the week, and it's one of those things that happens, isn't it? We don't know that that's not normal behaviour for lions out in the wild.
I think it is. It is. The only difference normally would be that lion would have sensed, or they would have been making that lion aware that it was getting past its prime. It would have most likely just separated itself from the pride, which in itself caused issues because it's mainly the lionesses that go off and do the hunting and bring the food.
Yeah.
So in most cases in the wild, the older lion that goes wandering off tends to not last too long anyway. But it just shows how nature works.
Yeah, it certainly does.
So the other thing to talk about is Amy and Cara got their progress reports.
Indeed they have, yes.
Both doing really well. The way they do levelling is really weird. They have a level where it starts off at a C, then it goes to a B, then an A. So last year, they were in Cara was level CB, 1 CBA and all this lot. So by the end of this year, as in June, July time, she's expected to be a level 2B or a 2A. She's currently a high 2C and an almost 2B for English and maths. Yeah. Amy should be a level 3B or
3C.
3C to 3A. No, 2B to 3C. She's a 3A for writing.
Which is the top of the rack.
Yep, a 3B for... Sorry, 3A for reading, 3B for writing.
And a 3C plus.
And a 3C plus for numeracy. So actually, across her level, she is exceeding
in all
national
areas.
Expectations. Yeah. So my guess is, as the year progresses, they might try with a few level 4 stuff, just to like 4C stuff, just to see how she does.
Hasn't she already been reading level 4 and plus books?
I would imagine if push really came to shove, she's probably on par with a lot of year 6s for reading, to be honest.
Level 3, where does that go up to? What year does that go up to?
That is year 3.
Because I was speaking to... Oh, right, so the...
Year 3 is the first year of juniors.
All right, so that level 3 is year 3?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But not all children will be at the top end or of that spectrum.
No, of course.
I would imagine there's lots of year 4 students that are at a similar level to her, if not lower.
Possibly.
So she's doing very well. They both are. So
yeah, very proud of them.
And we're going to have, Parents' Evening next weekend. Next Wednesday. And that's just like a progress report, see how they're doing and that kind of thing. And the only other thing is, Alex, who's almost one, can you believe that?
Yeah, next
he,
week.
He went to get some new shoes today because he's starting to walk a little bit. So these are like walker shoes, so they've got like a more heavy sole, which will help flatten his feet and steady him. But what was funny is I went with my mum and we had been talking to him all the time to try and keep him awake. We got just to the car park and he fell asleep. Could we wake him up? No. So I had to take him out of the pushchair while he was asleep, sit him on my knee so they could put them on him, and then somehow try to hold him so he could almost try and stand up, half asleep, to be able to fit him, put him back in the pushchair, and apart from one little mini whinge, he was Sparkle the whole time.
Why can't he do that at night time? Anyway, more music. This is... It's either Lion... Oh, that'd be quite amusing, actually. Or Lion with Bastille Day.
Lied and said feelings are sad because I keep them close like a knife to the throat. Who said home is where the heart is because I'm safe in bed with no beat in my chest? My mind runs back to thoughts of you and I can't shake it. Wave of simple things, memories, remember we watched the stars on Bastille Day, swam across the northern lakes. I felt the on Barley Bay, my love. We ran the streets of Italy, swam the shallow Spanish seas. I kissed your lips on Oxford Street, my love. My love. My love. My. Time of your life, this ain't the last time my world will catch on fire. Who said home is where the heart is, cause I'm safe in bed with no beat in my chest? My mind runs back to thoughts of you and I can't shake it. Wave of simple things, memories, remember we watched the stars on Bastille Day, swam across the northern lakes. I felt for you on Barley Bay, my love. We ran the streets of Italy, swam the shallow Spanish seas. I kissed your lips on Oxford Street, my love. My love. My love. My. On different continents, we're confident it's worth a try. Cause I'm more at home when I look into your green screen eyes than I could be in the city, California. It's so hold me like you do, it's so know me like you do. We watch the stars on Bastille Day, swim across the northern lakes. I fell for you on Barley Bay, my love. We ran the streets of Italy, swam the shallow Spanish seas. I kissed your lips on Oxford Street, my love, my love, my love, my.
This is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana. And although I would like to explore Creative Commons music myself, I just don't have the time or inclination to go hunting it down. And that's why I listen to the Bugcast. Dave and Caroline find the best stuff and serve it up to me every week. And I can just kick back and enjoy it. I don't have to do any work. So thanks, guys, and enjoy the Bugcast.
Through the shining cocoa, I swear I was.
Was AMPM with Silver Spoon, and that nearly caught both of us out because it ended a bit quicker than we expected. Yeah, from Bar in France, AMPM were born in 2002. Julien on guitar and vocals, Sam on drums, Nico on bass. After they recorded Silver Spoon, which was their first song, and it went down well with the critics, they started to do lots of gigs and things, including the Decibels Festival and Dairy, and you can find out more by checking out ampm-officiel.com.
Officiel,
yes.
And before that, you heard Bastille Day by Lyon. I think it must be Lyon because he's not from France. He's from Orange County in California. His name is Tyler Gelrud, and he brilliantly avoids the overrated and overused pop music formula in his songs, apparently. With beautiful vocal lines and chord progressions, he comes off as an inspired and talented young songwriter. We have played Lyon previously. Caroline chose Silver Screen Love on episode 297 back in January. If you want to find out more about... Why's my page disappeared? There it is. find out more about Lyon, lyonmusic.com. That's Lyon music.com. So, the news in my world...
Our world, still. I still belong to it, you know.
Yes, but it's mine.
I can use it as well.
You can, but it's still my name on the registration document. I've got a new car, at least new to me. My Nissan Almera, as good as it was and as faithful as it has been, it's done nearly 80,000 miles under my ownership. But things are starting to go wrong with it, and it's getting to a point where it's probably cheaper for me to go and buy a new car, or a newer car, than it is to try and get this one repaired. So that's what I did. A friend of ours has just bought a brand new car for himself, and he said to us, "Do you want my old one?" So we basically said yes, and it's a Volkswagen Lupo, which is a kind of like the small end of the current Volkswagen a family of cars. Even though the car itself stopped being manufactured in 2005, our model is the 2004 model. It's a diesel engine, so it should save me money on tax, petrol, and insurance. But one of the, probably the only thing that I have a criticism about is the in-car entertainment is actually a cassette player.
Do you know, people would probably pay good money for that because it's retro.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. Unfortunately, my technology requirements for listening to music, podcasts, etc. in the car are far from retro. So I did some searching on Tinterwebs to see if there was a way of hacking a 3.5mm jack into the head unit. And the device itself is actually capable of controlling a CD changer. So at some point in its makeup, there must be an audio input. So I went searching and found on eBay, you can actually get this device that's designed for the Lupo stereo that mimics a CD changer. So if you say, put the CD changer on, it switches over to this device that takes this audio from a 3.5mm jack. So that is on its way. So I'll be back to listen to podcasts in the car. Woohoo. Now, I did try using the little portable Bluetooth speaker I've got, the battery-powered one. It didn't get me to work and back. It packed in about 15 miles from home. Aww. So it's clearly not designed for that. There again, it was on very loud to counteract the road noise and stuff. Anywho.
Sorry, the reason I'm going like that is they're quite strong, those lockets.
Do they not work with Pepsi? Spare a thought, because of the jalapeno-infested hummus that I had earlier on, which is still numbed my mouth to the point where I'm having trouble bucking my tongue.
And any worse than the lovely pizza that I ordered for you this week with Tabasco sauce on?
Yeah. Now, when you order pizza with Tabasco sauce on it, you expect a light splattering. This had puddles of Tabasco on the top. And there was me thinking, oh, it's a nicely roasted piece of cheese. I wasn't. Anyway. Let's have some more music. This is Fit in the Conniptions with Bush of Thorns.
Alone in the desert in a bush of thorns, and the thorns have no mercy on my naked limbs. I can't move forward and I can't move back. My blood stains the desert sands with. She dances lonely in the desert in her bush of thorns, where the bones of her friends lie scattered in the sand. They couldn't move forward and they couldn't move back, so they hung on the thorns till they were dead. Thank you.
out. Yeah, I know. Put reality out. I know. Put reality out. I know.
Hi, my name's Rowley, and when I'm wandering the streets of London aimlessly, I love to listen to the podcast.
Innocent Love by Model Aeroplanes from Dundee in Scotland. They started last year, 2013. You've got Ben Buist, Grant Irvine, Kieran Smith and Rory Fleming Stewart. They have got a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Model Aeroplanes. And funnily enough, when I was doing this show, I liked their page on Facebook. And literally, 9 minutes ago, probably about 10 minutes ago now, they posted to their Facebook group saying, we just won Best Newcomer at the Scottish Alternative Music Awards. So awesome. Congratulations to them.
Well done.
But yes, that was fantastic music. That's the only song they've got on Jamendo at the moment.
I loved the bass on that.
But that was a beautiful song.
Mm.
So I'm happy.
Excellent. And before that, you heard Fit in the Conniptions with Bush of Thorns. Now, you'd think by the name of Fit in the Conniptions, this is a band. No, it's one man, Wayne Myers, who is a singer-songwriter from London. Now, he's been recording and performing bluesy folk rock under the name Fit in the Conniptions since December of 2005. His third studio album, Sleeping Beauty, was released online on the 4th of February of this year and will be released on CD on the 21st of April. Now, you can go and pre-order that on Bandcamp, on his Bandcamp page, which is music.conniptions.org. Now, I first heard Fit in the Conniptions, first heard of Wayne Myers on Tux Jam episode 14, which was in May of 2012, when Kevy, who's in the chat room, we haven't said hello to the guys in the chat room, have we?
Ah.
Was actually had him on the show to interview him. And then I heard him again on Rat Hole Radio 121 only last week. And I thought, I keep hearing about this chap. I've got to have to go and pick out some of his music. And I really like this. I can only describe it as quirky, very quirky. But the album itself, the album Sleeping Beauty, actually took 12 years to make. He started recording it back in 2002. And he's made a public deal of this, so there's no problem in repeating this. But he was having a nervous breakdown during the time that he was recording it. So it never got finished. So there we go. So if you want to find out more about Fitting the Conniptions, their website, or his website, is conniptions.org.
I like the word, the name.
Well,
what is a conniption?
A fit.
It's another type of fit.
Yes.
So fit in the fit.
Fit in the fit, yes.
Well, was it Dumb and Dumber, Fit and Fitter? Fit and fitterer.
Fit and a higher propensity to fit.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Before we go on then, I shall do a bit of a shout out. We've got Alex UK, Bodie, Chalkalom, Expat Paul, K5 Tux, Kevy, Laney, Lee72.
I believe that's Luke.
Ah. Moggers87, Me and You, Popey, Pustrun, Shy Mega, Feru, Thistleweb, and Whistlewright. Oh, Thistleweb wasn't at the bottom of the list this time.
He's always at the bottom of the list. Every time.
Aww.
Aww, bless. Right, so, that was our penultimate song. So next week, the podcast episode 305, this is really weird saying 300, will be broadcast live in the podcast chat room at thebudcast.org/live on Friday the 14th of May, March, at 9 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us and give us some feedback on the music or anything we've spoken about, please do drop us an email. feedback@thebudcast.org is our email address. You will notice also, if you have a nosy around our website at thebudcast.org, I have been making some changes and updating some stuff. So we now have a new boilerplate at thebudcast.org/about. And there's also updated descriptions of myself and the lovely wife as well. So the more and more changes will be coming up soon as well. So keep an eye out for those. So that would probably mean it's last track time.
Yes, and it's yours. Yes,
it is mine. This is by an artist called Heres. And I can only presume it's pronounced like that because it's French. Heres was born in 1974 in Champagne-Ardenne in France. At the age of 15, he received his first guitar, a classic, on which he played for several years. At 19, he began studying architecture in Paris, causing him to be absent from his guitar for some time. His first Parisian wage helped him to find his lover, a black Stratocaster. He currently finds himself inexorably torn between his music and his architecture. If you want to find out more about Heres, myspace.com/Heres, which is spelled H-E-R-E-S. This track was recommended to us by Chalkalom, so thank you for that. And it is called Mixta. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Ils s'étaient revus là-haut dans les Pyrénées. Ils s'étaient rencontrés à Paris dans un lycée. Il était pion, elle élève. Elle s'appelle Christelle, mais ça s'écrit sans le H. Lui c'est Rafi, pas Richard, sinon il se fâche. Il était là pour elle. Déjà en archi, Rafi était un tchatcha. Qui sait ce qu'il a pu lui dire pour lui prendre son cœur? On saura pas ça. Mais l'important c'est qu'aujourd'hui il se marie. Lui seul a trouvé les mots pour qu'elle lui dise oui. Et c'est bien comme ça, ça oui. Il s'agit de deux personnes de volonté qui veulent juste vivre ensemble. En ce moment que pour moi c'est aussi l'occasion de chanter. Que si tout le monde était comme eux, ah oui, nous serions bien en France. Dans un pays aux mille couleurs toutes mélangées. Mélanger. s'appelle Sabia, elle est d'origine tunisienne. Lui c'est José, un mec sympa, c'est pour ça qu'on l'aime. Il était là, bien sûr pour elle. Et puis nous sont apparus un certain Nasser Antoine, une Iliana, encore bien loin d'être une femme, et Emma Lisa, la plus belle. Et puis y a ces idiots qui pensent qu'il est préférable de rester entre soi, de ne pas tenter le diable. Je les comprends pas, ça non. Mais l'important c'est qu'aujourd'hui en plein Paris, des mains plus ou moins claires sans complexe s'associent. Et c'est mieux comme ça. Ça oui. Il s'agit de mille personnes, mille volontés qui veulent juste vivre ensemble. Au moment que pour moi c'est aussi l'occasion de chanter, que si tout le monde était comme eux, ah oui, nous serions bien en France. Dans un pays aux mille couleurs toutes mélangées, chaque fois que je croiserai ces gens fermés qui méprisent les différences. Oh, je jure que pour moi ce sera l'occasion de crier, que si tout le monde était comme eux, ah oui, nous serions bien en France. Dans un pays d'intolérants et de mal aimés, mais y'a tant de personnes, tant de volontés qui veulent juste vivre ensemble. Oh, c'est sûr que pour moi c'est aussi l'occasion de rêver, car si tout le monde était comme eux, ah oui, nous serions bien en France. Dans un pays aux mille couleurs, toutes mélangées.
Podcast submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.